When you hear the word lying, it's tempting to go big. You might think lying is black and white. It's either you're doing it or you're not. That's not true. 99% of the lies we tell are in a shade of gray. And they're not to others, they're to yourself. Here's some examples. We say we're going to go to the gym, but when it comes time, we let ourselves off the hook and we stay in. Procrastination, using the classic, well, I work better under pressure, to fuel putting off a deadline or project further and further down the road. We all tell ourselves little stories. We all tell ourselves little lies. What's the harm? Here are the three ways that lying robs you of your energy and hurts your relationships that you don't even know. Before we begin, if you want to reinvent yourself, you want your life this year to look totally different, you want to get your energy, your confidence back, you want to do that under 10 weeks, create the 2.0 you, I'll link down below our Metamorphic program where you can apply and speak to one of our coaches, see if we can genuinely help you. Point number one. If you've watched this channel before, you know we talk a lot about vibrations. Simply put, if you just rank ordered all your emotions that you could feel on a given day, it would probably look something like a chart I'll put up right here, where at the top you have ones that you want, like love, peace, and at the bottom you would have things that you don't want to feel. What's fascinating though is if you studied the vibrational energy of certain emotions, you know what the lowest ones are? Guilt and shame. Those are the lowest vibrations you can feel. And just like talking about it, kind of, ooh, it's got a heaviness around there. Like when you feel shameful or guilty about things, that sucks, right? So tying this to the point we're talking about here is that when you lie to yourself about certain habits or maybe even addictions, that traps you in these low emotions like guilt and shame, and it sucks your vibrational energy down. It's hard for you, no matter what you do, no matter what self-improvement tactics you take on, to get in these like flow states, peace, pride, love, acceptance, willingness, or even feeling neutral, if you constantly feel in guilt and shame, isn't it? Just like a dam blocks the flow of water, boom, these lower emotions, they're gonna block all the flow on your way up to the higher ones you wanna experience. And so when you think about bad habits that you do on a day to day, and we all got them, whether it's nicotine, drinking, doom scrolling, too many video games, adult websites, eating poor food, getting poor sleep, every single time you do it, yes, there's damaging effects of the habit. What I have realized, and this is a huge point for you to realize, is that 50% of the badness of that habit is directly from doing it. I think equal amounts, the other 50%, is your guilt and shame you feel around it. The smoker who 20 times a day is going out smoking cigarettes, yes, that's terrible for you. It's awful for your health. We all know that. They know that. But some of the real damage of that is the guilt and shame they feel about themselves being a smoker. And that's what sucks them down and causes that like deep sense of no confidence. So if you want to feel more confident, you want to stop like lying to yourself, you want to stop the self-deception, just ask yourself, like, what are my secret stories? What are the things I do that I don't want people to look at or find out? I promise you that if you just like went all in into letting go of habits that no longer serve you, that are keeping you in guilt and shame, whatever that is for you, your year this year is going to look totally different. Like you're gonna come alive. You're gonna feel like a badass. You're gonna feel confident. If you drop that one habit, you go all in on saying like, enough, I'm grossed out by this. I don't wanna do this anymore. Or I've outgrown this. If you're not like grossed out by it, but you know, it's just like, oh, man, I feel bad when I do this. Number two. Self-deception robs your authenticity. So we spoke about low vibes. Let's talk about high vibes. One of the highest ones, I believe, is that feeling of authenticity and congruency. When you're authentic, you're congruent. It's like who you are and who you're capable of being. If this was a gap right here, who you are and who you're capable of being, this gap has closed. This is what my whole like metamorphic program we talk about in the first 2 weeks is there's a gap between who you are and who you're capable of being, the 1.0 you and the 2.0 you. To the degree you're closing this gap, you're gonna feel authentic, confident, all the good things you want. But to the degree this is bigger, you're gonna feel low vibe, imposter. Well, how do you close this gap? With authenticity. This is one of the highest emotional states. We just spoke about low vibes, guilt and shame, fear, doubt, all the ones that suck you down. When you tap into authenticity, that raises you up real quick. And one point on giving up bad habits that are keeping you in these lower emotions is giving yourself permission to laugh at yourself. Like, again, you're going to slip up. Don't self-attack. Don't use that as ammunition to like bring yourself down into guilt and shame and say, see, now you're really screwed. It's okay to like have slip-ups and have flaws. And I think that like when you have a lightness and you laugh at something that's guilty or shameful, it takes away 50% of that power. The point is having an authentic drive that like aligns with what your higher self wants and what you are doing. And if you go too hard in the discipline camp, I think it can take that away into where it's like some authority figure is telling you what to do. And if you don't do it, you're going to get in trouble. And that dynamic right there creates this like inner rebel in you that doesn't want to be told what to do. And so it kind of gets a little pleasure rebelling against this. And these two parts are going at it. They're not like in harmony. And so what really helps glue this whole thing together is when you have an authentic drive of like your mindset around why you're giving something up or why you're implementing something. Or like, I'm giving this up. I'm choosing to, my own free will. No one's telling me to. We can always go back, right? Like, yeah, you can, but let's just see how we feel. Okay. And it's along for the ride. And that's when it sticks. And that has been one of the breakthroughs that this like self-delusion conversation we're talking about here is so key. Having a lightness around things that are shameful or guilty and really like taking some of that pressure off. Now you're able to approach it from this like adult version of you, not this like child who's scared of getting found out and exposed. When you get on your own side, that's where your real power is. Point number three, it sucks all your confidence away from you. Now this is the biggest one. Take 100 people and you ask them, what do you want to feel about yourself, about your life? I bet confidence is a feeling they would mention. I want to feel secure. I want to feel like I love myself. I can trust myself. What's interesting is that the root word for confidence means intense trust. So when we're talking about self-confidence, you feeling confident, you feeling like you got it, you can trust yourself, that's what it comes down to. So how do you get more confidence? How do you feel more self-assured? You start trusting yourself more. Well, how do you start trusting yourself? You stop deluding yourself. You stop lying to yourself. You start doing what you say you're gonna do. And that comes down to honoring the commitments you keep. Very simple question. Would you trust a friend that told you they were gonna show up at a certain time and never did? No, they would be a flake. You'd be like, I'm never hanging out with that guy again. Honoring commitments to yourself is a very important part of building the self-confidence. You know, people who say like, dude, I have no confidence. You know, I said I was gonna lose like 20 pounds. I was gonna go to the gym every day. Wow. Not knowing that that's the very reason they don't trust themselves is because they make commitments and they let themselves off the hook. I was reading this in a book. It was amazing. It blew me away. The Marshmallow Study. It's famous. Stanford did it, where they sit two kids and they give them a marshmallow. They left these kids in the room, and on their way out, they said, oh, and if you wait 5 minutes to eat that marshmallow, I'll come back and give you two. And the famous results of that is the kids who ate it initially were impulsive. They tracked them for 60 years or whatever, and they had lower relationships, lower grades. Their whole life was worse than the kids who had the discipline to hold out, stick it out, and wait for the two marshmallow reward. In 2012, they did a follow-up to this study that's related to what we're talking about. They gave the kids a bell that they could ring, and they said the researcher would come back into the room, keep them company. Every kid rang the bell, but in half the kids that rang the bell, the lying group, the researcher would not come back in. So the kid got the message, what the heck, I can't trust this person. The kids who rang the bell and someone came in, i.e. they could trust them, they held up their commitment, were able to wait up to 4 times longer to eat the marshmallow than the kids whose trust was broken. And in that way, that trust strengthened their ability to move forward, their motivation, their determination, their grit to keep waiting it out. I think that's very true for you in your life. That if you're someone who says you're gonna do something as best as you can, you gotta show up for yourself. You gotta ring that bell and then you're gonna be able to stick it out. You're gonna build that confidence in yourself. Takeaway for this point, what commitments do you need to stop letting yourself off the hook for? These can be big, these can be small. What are your non-negotiables that if you did every day, would start to stack up some positive momentum in a direction and you start to feel more self-confident because you're keeping the commitments to yourself and you're showing up for you. I've always said there's two sides of this game for you. There's self-improvement and there's also self-healing. And this side doesn't get spoken about as much in this camp. And so what I'll do now is link up right here a perfect follow-up all on this like self-healing, that when you're able to let go and release, that's when you're able to let in a lot of the energy, the emotions, the vibes that we're talking about. So go watch it now. It's a perfect follow-up and I'll see you there.